American and British officials asserted yesterday that Iraq has executed some prisoners captured in the current war. That's hard news to hear, especially for the families of soldiers taken prisoner or listed as missing. NPR's David Mopus reports on their struggles.
Joseph Hudson, an Army specialist from Alamogordo, New Mexico, was one of those seen alive on an Iraqi video broadcast this week after he was captured. He's a mechanic with the 507th Maintenance Company out of Fort Bliss, Texas, the one that took a wrong turn in southern Iraq and came under attack. Hudson's wife, Natalie, is clinging to the Army's promise to, quote, do all we can to see that the 23-year-old soldier comes home safely. His younger brother, Anthony Hudson, isn't sure what to say, but he does want to keep attention on the POWs.
What I'm feeling is more confused than anything. You know what I mean? It's my brother. This is my brother. I mean, it's like, I grew up with him, you know? I looked up to him like he was my dad because of the fact that we don't have a dad. He died when we were younger, you know? He has a 5-year-old daughter and a wife. So just help him. That's all I say. Just help him.
At a local restaurant in Alamogordo, two flags fly near the front door, the Stars and Stripes and a POW MIA flag. Patrons of Mike's Country Kitchen easily recall the young man who joined the military so he could get a good job to support his family. Hudson used to work at a drive-in restaurant in town, the Sonic. People say he set goals for himself and didn't stop till he achieved them. The family says he hoped to get a job with the U.S. Border Patrol when he finished his Army duty. A former co-worker, Keisha Gonzalez, remembers another side to it.
Everybody here remembers him, you know, everybody. He has a lot of friends here. Most of the people here still do remember him. So, I mean, he's got really nice guys. When you meet a nice guy, you don't forget a nice guy.
Roderick Oliala Duwala, U.S. Army. Gilbert Rowland, U.S. Army. Paul Tiger Etnar, U.S. Army, Military Police Unit.
Earlier this week, some 500 members of the Hopi Native American Reservation in northeast Arizona gathered and read the names of tribal members now serving in the armed forces, about 45 in all. One name in particular was singled out, Lori Piastoa. She also belongs to the 507th Maintenance Company. She is listed as missing in action. Tribe member Sandy Kuchiyama, a World War II vet, has been trying to keep his emotions in check, but it's hard.
I kind of braced myself, you know, after they started in. I've been having evening prayers for everybody that's going over there. And I'm expecting this, and, you know, some unfortunate ones were captured. But that's better than being killed. And so we still have high hopes for her.
At the ceremony, Lori's brother, Waylon, led those gathered in prayers.
Our prayers are being answered right now. Even as the sun sets on us here on the Hopi, the sun is beginning to rise and show on my sister's face in the rocky desert. She will be found, and when she is found, then we will all celebrate. But we will also remember that she's not the only one.
One factor working in Lori Piastoa's favor, the family says, is that she knows how to survive in the desert. Just before another Hopi tribe member gave a final benediction in the native language, Waylon Piastoa put a hat on his head, one his sister had sent him from Fort Bliss. He never got a chance to thank her. He says he'll keep wearing the hat until he can thank her in person. David Malpas, NPR News.
Candle in the